Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, where we embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and empowerment. I'm Jane Marquis, a naturopathic doctor, and in today's episode, we delve into the captivating world of mindfulness, the practice of cultivating present moment awareness and inner stillness. The term mindfulness stems from the ancient Pali word sati, which means remembering or awareness. Mindfulness is more than just a buzzword. It's a profound and centuries-old practice that has stood the test of time. In today's fast-paced world, where distractions abound and stress seems to be a constant companion, mindfulness offers a sanctuary, a space to reconnect with ourselves and our surroundings. Mindfulness, often called the art of paying attention, holds the key to reducing stress, improving focus, and enhancing overall well-being. As we learn to anchor ourselves in the present, we cultivate a deep sense of awareness, not only of our external environment, but also of our inner landscape. By being mindful of our thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations, we gain insight into our subconscious patterns and reactions. Mindfulness is a timeless practice that invites us to step into the present moment with open awareness, without judgment or distraction. In our fast-paced modern lives, we often find ourselves lost in thoughts of the past or worries about the future, robbing us of the richness of the here and now. But through mindfulness, we can anchor ourselves to the present and uncover a wellspring of calm and clarity within. As we embrace present moment awareness, we cultivate a deep connection with ourselves and the world around us. We become attuned to the subtle details of our experiences, savoring the simple joys that often go unnoticed. In this state of presence, we build resiliency and inner strength, enabling us to navigate life's challenges with greater ease. The benefits of mindfulness extend far beyond the moments of practice. Research has shown that regular mindfulness meditation or breathing can lead to tangible improvements in our mental, emotional, and physical well-being. By training our minds to stay present, we develop better focus and concentration, enhancing our productivity and decision-making. Moreover, the practice of mindfulness has been linked to reducing stress and anxiety levels, as it helps us break free from the grip of ruminating thoughts and worries. With increased self-awareness, we gain insights into our thought patterns and emotional reactions, enabling us to respond to situations with greater clarity and equanimity. Cultivating mindfulness is not about striving for perfection, but rather about embracing our experiences with an attitude of curiosity and non-judgment. Let's explore practical techniques for integrating mindfulness into our daily lives. Even if we use a mindfulness meditation just with breathing, it will involve focusing our mind to the sensations and the breath. One of my favorites, and you can even do it as a walking meditation, is where we breathe in for 4 and out for 6. And just the act of focusing on that breath brings us into the present moment and massages our nervous system back into a parasympathetic state. The in-breath of 4 is linked to the sympathetic, but we have to breathe, right? So we must breathe in for 4. We can do this through our nose, which is linked mostly to the parasympathetic. So in for 4 and then out for 6. The out-breath is linked to the parasympathetic. But by focusing on this breath, even while we're doing daily tasks, and allowing us to enter a state that is just more present and relaxed. It's one that I use often, any time of stress, and especially when I'm driving, I'll say to myself, oh, now I'll get a chance just to relax And so focus on the breath and notice the beauty that's going by. Learning that things will take care of themselves is an important lesson. And it actually takes years of training because our mind will bounce around telling us that we have to do this, we need to do that, we need to go faster, that there's so many things to be done. When in truth, if you write them down or say to your mind, what should I prioritize and what do I need to do? It's actually a list of maybe 4 or 5. And then you can take it in bite-sized pieces. You'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 throughout the day. I find this just relaxes my whole system because I did have a tendency of starting something and knowing in my mind that there's also so much else to do. And it left me with this nervous tension. And it was so calming to actually put it into perspective and come up with a plan that didn't have this anxiousness behind it. Another time to cultivate mindfulness is when we're eating. That should be time when we're enjoying what we're eating because it helps our digestion. And we need to be in a parasympathetic state in order to actually digest our food. And we're nourishing ourselves in that moment. So to focus on that is very powerful. So to incorporate mindfulness at this time is most important. And if you need to, just start with a few breaths and then only focus on eating. Another practice I love is to go for a walk and to focus on only listening. Now, of course, you have to have your eyes open so you don't fall over a rock, but to focus mostly on what you hear. And then the next time, only on what you see. By focusing only on one sensation, it's actually very calming. And what happens is we suddenly are able to hear so many sounds that we wouldn't have before. The next trick is to go into your heart and then listen or see. And what I've really noticed when I focus or meditate on my heart, do a few breaths and then go for a walk, and my intent is on seeing, I will see so many more colors and everything is more vivid. And it just reminds me that when we see with our heart or listen with our heart, that we're able to take in so much more and the world becomes a playground. I use this when I'm listening to other people. Have you ever been to a party and someone asks you a question and you'll get into your story being quite excited about it, but their eyes will glaze over and they'll yawn, or even worse, they'll randomly say something that's completely off topic. And it's like they haven't even heard what you're saying. Something I've really cultivated, and anyone out there that has an anxiety about going out and being amongst other people, one of the beautiful things to cultivate is listening. I really cultivated this as a homeopath and as a naturopathic doctor, because we truly listen to someone, and it's a gift, I find, to listen and really ask questions that lead them into what they're feeling and experiencing. And I find I'll use this same technique when I go into a party setting or a setting where there's a lot of people. You know, when you're tired or anxious and you're like, oh, I don't feel like performing today, or I can't quite manage to be in this situation, I'll just say to myself, you know, all you have to do is ask one good question to someone, anyone. Absolutely everyone there has a beautiful story to share and has a lot going on in their life. So really, all you have to do is breathe and truly listen. And that is a gift to them. And I find what happens is something quite magical, because people actually feel you tuning into them and truly listening. The conversation will go in such beautiful ways. And then when you truly feel that they've touched on something that excites you, then you can ask a question or add to the conversation. And conversations tend to build and be truly magical in this way. So it's one of the ways of handling anxiety in public settings. And again, while you're listening, you can do your breathing so that you stay in that parasympathetic state and you're practicing mindfulness. And mindfulness can be also used when you wake up in the night and you know your mind is not being very cooperative. It can be jumping around, thinking about things you need to do the next day. So sometimes I'll wake myself up enough just to realize what is going on in my mind and tell myself, wait a minute, I can't solve that tonight. I'm going to have to solve that tomorrow. And even if you have to write these things down, like 1, 2, 3, or say to yourself, okay, I need to do this and this. And then to practice your breathing of 4 in and 6 out. And often I'll go right back to sleep. Meditation really is about calming the mind and being in and training it to be in the present moment, along with deep breathing. You can just meditate focusing on the breath. In general, what we're doing is training our minds to be in the moment. It's so simple and yet so hard to do. And really, I think we should have been taught this as children. So I have lots of friends or even patients that'll say, oh yes, I have ADHD. And what is ADHD? It's having difficulty to focus in the moment. And our minds are jumping around. But really, it's just a matter of focus and training to keep in the present moment and keep focused on a task. I remember reading many books that was the training as a monk, was to focus on a task. It could be cooking, it could be sewing, it could be just adding to the, you know, to the chores of the day. I think it's also something that North Americans don't train ourselves to do enough. Just learning to focus is one of the major tools that we can do for ourselves. And that leads us to being in the moment. And what it does is slow down the day. You know that feeling of racing ahead of yourself? That feeling of rush? I'm never going to be able to finish everything in time. But if you can break down the tasks and breathe into the moment, it slows down time and gives us this feeling of expansion. And in the end, we've achieved so much more than we would have if we were chasing our tails, so to speak. One of the major tricks is to learn to breathe in for 4 and out for 6. In for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Out for 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Focusing on nostril breathing because that's connected to the parasympathetic. Knowing that we can do it anytime, any place, anywhere, including in meditation or on a walk or while driving. So it's a very powerful tool to use in the day or in the night. And then to practice a walking meditation, even when you're listening to a friend, listening to a problem, listening to our child. I found being with my children at first so difficult because I wanted to do so many things that when I said to myself, well, let's use this as a walking meditation time, a bit of time out, time to play, time to just be in the moment. I find that is a training in itself. So it's a beautiful technique to use as a parent as well. So whether you're new to mindfulness or seeking to deepen your practice, this episode is a gateway to a world of inner peace and resilience. By embracing the power of present moment awareness, we can enrich our lives and cultivate a profound sense of presence that extends to every aspect of our being. If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my link tree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.